Welcome to the Immigration Update Podcast, the podcast that immigration professionals and foreign nationals turn to for up-to-the-minute information.
Welcome back to the Immigration Update Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about a critical and rather heartbreaking issue for many immigrant families: how undocumented parents or guardians can protect their children if they are detained or deported from the United States. Given the current administration's prioritization on immigration enforcement and removal, it is so important for mixed citizenship families to make the difficult safety plans in the event of a family separation. It is crucial for parents and guardians to plan ahead, because preparation can make the difference between children being cared for by a trusted loved one or being placed in foster care. Here are some key steps. First, create a family safety plan. Identify at least two trusted adults, preferably with legal status, who can take care of your children in an emergency. Share their names, phone numbers, and addresses with your children, and practice what to do if you don't come home. Second, gather key documents: birth certificates, passports, medical and school records. And if your children are U.S. citizens or green card holders, proof of their legal status. Keep originals in a safe place and give copies to your chosen caregivers. And make digital backups. Third, make legal preparations. These options include a limited power of attorney, formal guardianship, caregiver's affidavit, or even a health care directive for children with special medical needs. Each state has different rules, so it is really, really important to speak with a qualified attorney. Fourth, ensure strong communication. Teach your kids important phone numbers, let schools and doctors know who is authorized to care for them, and keep consulate information handy. Fifth, don't overlook financial planning. Provide a trusted person with limited access to funds. Keep some emergency cash at home, and prepare for potential legal or bond expenses. I would add something as a sixth step. Don't forget the furry members of your family. Include plans for the care of your beloved pets. And finally, remember the Child Protective Services warning. Without a documented plan, your children could end up in foster care. Having a clear plan and official paperwork shows that you've taken the steps to protect them. The bottom line: a few hours of preparation today can provide peace of mind and security for your family in the face of uncertainty. That's all for today's Immigration Update Podcast. For more information and to find a licensed immigration attorney, please see our show notes.
Thanks for listening to the Immigration Update Podcast with Attorney Lynn Walker. We'll be back next week with more breaking news of interest to the immigration law community. If you like what you hear, please follow, rate, and review the podcast. It really helps us grow. Disclaimer: the information contained herein is intended only for educational or informational purposes and is not a substitute for legal advice. Further, listening to this podcast in no way establishes an attorney-client relationship. Listeners should consult legal counsel for definitive advice regarding the current law and regulations and how those apply to your unique situation within your organization.